Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Transgender people consider moving as Indiana transition care ban advances. That's a headline over from Wish TV. If I keep hearing about the people who are going to leave because we do this, or people who aren't going to come because we do that, okay. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. I forget if I say hello sometimes. I'm in the thing. Allow me to be perfectly clear. Okay, I accept your terms. This idea that, well, if we don't do this, people won't move here. If we do this, people are going to leave. Well, then why are we doing it? We're doing it because the vast majority believe in something. And maybe you're part of a vast minority. And maybe there are times that the group that you're a part of is indeed the problem. People who have gender dysphoria, to me, are not a problem. People who push children into this idea of claiming they have gender dysphoria, push them into thinking they're another gender, push them into wanting to take puberty blockers, push them into surgery, they're a problem. Not going to apologize for noticing that. I believe it's the ACLU of Indiana should apologize when they refer to things like Senate Bill 480 as a slate of hate. Oh, big advertising they've got. Go take a look at your local paper, and the advertising's all over the place. You guys should be embarrassed because you're not willing to address the subject at hand. You claim that anybody who opposes you hates. And I state that the idea of pushing children into claiming they can choose their own gender, pushing them into puberty blockers, into medicines that absolutely change them, is abusive. Why are you in favor of such things? What's more hateful, pushing that on a kid or protecting a kid from that? I leave that to Hoosiers to decide. They vote for representatives. Representatives vote for these things. Now, I would argue that if you disagree with something, you fight for it, because there's still so many more advantages to the state of Indiana, because nobody's having a conversation about adults. Now, are they? Nowhere is this happening. Now, socially, this is happening because it's very clear that there are large numbers of people making a claim that they are a different gender because they want attention, because they want to get views on TikTok. And they do so in the most horrific ways, because they're not actually living their life as someone, as another gender. They're engaged in a caricature of what that is. I'm sorry, is honesty not allowed anymore? I've learned in my almost 9 years here, that's kind of a Hoosier trait. Maybe that's why I like it here so much. Maybe that's why I'm going to invite all my friends, you know, who are aligned with me in certain ways, not 100%, but at least 80%, to move here. Because Indiana has a tremendous amount to offer, especially to people who believe in the rational mind. We are witnessing social contagion. We are witnessing people play acting. You saw that clip from Drew Barrymore's daytime show where this guy, Dylan, don't know last name, claims to be a woman, at surgery and everything else. He's play acting. He's pretending to be a woman and engaged in a caricature. That's what's happening. If you think that's a hateful thing to say, well, dear Lord, I don't know what it's like to be a woman and actually watch that happen. And watch Drew Barrymore in front of this guy get on her knees to praise him. Sorry, I'm not in favor of the erasing of women, and I'm not about to be. I'm not in favor of children being pushed into taking medicines to physically alter themselves, and it is not reversible. Well, the doctors are on your side. What are you talking about? Doctors are on your side? I should say our side, right? The doctors are on our side. They believe. What are you talking about? You take a medicine that physically alters your body composition for 3 years, and you think that just gets reversed like that? Please let me know who these doctors are so I make sure I don't go to them. But most importantly, SB 480 passes out of House committee 8-5. It will now move to the full House, and there, it will then go to Governor Holcomb's desk. We're talking about protecting children from these transgender transition surgeries. I shouldn't say transgender, I should just say transition surgeries, which we describe here as mutilation, and not allowing it in children. This should get signed by Governor Holcomb. I have absolutely no idea if he will or he won't. I really don't know what the governor would do in this situation. I only hope the General Assembly is fully ready for an override, just in case. But if the argument is people are going to move, okay. People move for all sorts of reasons. I left California, or admittedly, I came for the job, but I would have left because of the abusive nature of the state. If you feel it's abusive, you move. Massachusetts waits for you. Minnesota encourages the abuse of children. So, you know, there's always that. But doesn't matter how many headlines you write like this, Indianapolis media, people can leave. But their objection is that they think it's wrong to protect kids. That's their objection. Maybe that makes them objectionable.